Because one of the biggest burdens working people face isn't captured in these five pledges. A burden that holds more people back today than at any time we can remember. That blights the chances for the next generation. It's a challenge I've talked about ever since becoming Labour leader. The challenge of finding a home of your own. You know, there's nothing more British than the dream of home ownership. But for so many young people today, that dream is fading. Millions more renting when they want to buy. New properties being snapped up before local people get a look in. And what's this government done? Well, let me tell you. They've presided over the lowest level of house building in peacetime for almost 100 years. The number of affordable homes being built has fallen every year under this government. And we now have the lowest level of home ownership for a generation. From the Conservative Party that used to say they were the party of home ownership. No wonder people can't get the start they need. Now, I say working families deserve better. So today I am proud to announce an additional commitment. One more guarantee, a sixth pledge. And let me explain what this pledge means for the working people of Britain. Yesterday I announced a new deal for those who rent their homes. 11 million people rent their homes in the private sector, half of them under 35. It is time to end the insecurity they so often face. That's why we'll have stable three-year tenancies and a real cap on how much rents can rise in that time, set at no more than inflation, so that people can enjoy real security in the place they live. Now, what did the Tories say? Let me tell you about Eric Pickles. Oh, go on. He came up with a ludicrous attack. He actually said it will do more to destroy cities than aerial bombardment. Now, you couldn't make it up, could you? Now, look, I say this. Let the Tories be the people who stand up for insecurity, unfairness, and substandard accommodation for people renting privately. Now, that's not the way they live. I say, why should it be the way anyone else does? And this Labour government will put an end to it. So we will legislate in the first year of a Labour government for a fair deal for those who rent. And we're going to oversee also a revolution in home ownership in this country. There'll be the biggest house building programme for a generation. We'll build at least 200,000 homes a year by the end of the Parliament, on course to start the building of 1 million new homes. We'll unlock £5 billion from a future homes fund to help build those new homes. We'll build a new generation of towns, garden cities and suburbs. And we won't let large developers just hoard land. And we know what happens. They wait for it to go up in value when it could be used to build homes. We'll say either you use the land or you lose the land, because we need that building to happen. And as we've laid out, new housing will be our first priority for capital investment, including for council housing and housing associations. But friends, we won't just build homes. We'll make sure there is real priority for first-time buyers. It is simply too expensive for so many young people to buy a home today. Saving up for the deposit, paying the fees, and having enough left over for stamp duty. So we're going to act. We're going to put first-time buyers first. For the first 3 years of the next Labour government, we will abolish stamp duty for all first-time buyers buying a home under £300,000. That's 9 out of 10 of all first-time buyers in Britain, saving up to £5,000, because the government I lead is determined to restore the dream of home ownership in our country. And let me tell you exactly how we'll pay for it. Not with borrowing or taxes on everyday families. We'll stop tax avoidance by landlords, which HMRC estimates, say, is over £500 million a year. We'll crack down on rogue landlords who claim tax relief, and people also who buy property through corporations in order to avoid stamp duty. And we will increase stamp duty by at least 3% for people who come and buy properties in this country from overseas outside the European Union. Because in the Britain we believe in, Houses should be lived in by families, not bought up by speculators. And I believe the British people agree with me. So we will give help for your first home, and we will give first call for first-time buyers. People are fed up with homes in their local community, and I'm sure it's true here, being built and then snapped up by out-of-town buy-to-let landlords. We'll act. Under our plans, we'll give first call on up to half of new homes in an area to people who have lived there for 3 years. So when planning permission is granted in the local community, it is the local community that should and will benefit under a Labour government. So this is our sixth pledge. Homes to buy and action on rents. The biggest house building programme for a generation with priority for first time buyers. And their stamp duty cut to zero. Secure 3 year rents capped by inflation. That is what we mean by putting working people first in our country.